Podcast. Jacaranda FM. It's midday.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 22, Polokwane 24.
N1 South at a standstill through Midrand. There's been a crash just after New Road. Very heavy queuing traffic at N1 South. And over in El Dorado Park, N12 westbound, a crash after the Golden Highway exit.
Woensdag kan motoriste 'n bietjie verligting by vulstasies verwag. Die prys van beide grade petrol sal daal met 92 sent per liter. Die prys van diesel sal ook daal met 79 sent en R1.05 per liter. Die departement van minerale hulpbronne sê Robert Maake.
The reason for these decreases are the lower oil prices and stronger rand against the US dollar during the period under review. The slag levy remains unchanged at 0 cents per liter on both petrol and diesel. This is the fourth month in succession that the fuel prices have dropped. The prices of petrol have dropped by about 3 rand 44 cents per liter over the period.
Die burgerregteorganisasie Organisation Undoing Tax Abuse het 'n beroep op die minister van vervoer gedoen om die aanstelling te heroorweeg van IDMIA Identity and Security South Africa om nuwe slim rybewyse te vervaardig. Die maatskappy is betrek met aantuigings van onreëlmatighede by die Lughawe Maatskappy van Suid-Afrika se biometriese tender. Die Lughawe Maatskappy het 'n kontrak van R115 miljoen aan IDMIA toegestaan wat intussen gekanselleer is. Altas Wayne Duvenage sê dit is kommerwekkend dat daar nie meer deursigtigheid is deur die departement van vervoer nie.
We see that the request for the funds to be spent on this tender has gone up significantly, and as I said, lack of transparency. We've been given no indication and information regarding the bid adjudication and the bid evaluation process. And then we know that, as is also recently reported, that IDMIA is implicated in tenders related to AXA.
Die burgerregteorganisasie Judges Matter sê hy sien daarna uit om met hoofregter Manisa Maya te werk. Maya is nou amptelik Suid-Afrika se eerste vrou hoofregter. Judges Matter se Mbekezeli Benjamin sê hy hoop Maya sal die aansienlike probleme in die howe aanpak.
Look forward to working with her to deal with some of the big challenges facing the judiciary, including the shortage of judges and magistrates across the country, the court infrastructure that is not up to standard, and the long delays it takes for cases to move through the different courts.
In Tunesië is 'n presidentsiële kandidaat in hegtenis geneem om aanklagte dat hy gelieg het oor sy veldtog vir volgende maand se verkiesing in die land. Die menseregteorganisasie Human Rights Watch het die landse regering daarvan beskuldig dat hy opposisiekandidate probeer keer om deel te neem aan die verkiesing. Human Rights Watch sê minstens 8 kandidate is in hegtenis geneem en vervolg. Meer op jackrynfm.com, klik op nuus. En die Million Plus veldtog het 'n doelwit om minstens 1 miljoen Suid-Afrikaners te ooreed om plastiekverpakkings te herwin. Volgens die onlangse 2024 verslag van Global E-Waste Monitor skep Suid-Afrika na Egipte die tweede meeste e-afval in Afrika. Die veldtog wil plastiekbesoedeling bekamp in die land en die land se natuur skoon bewaar deur deelname aan herwinningspogings om aan te moedig. Ek is Miep Pinaar, our top story this hour. Fuel prices to fall for the fourth consecutive month.
Yes, we could get used to that, huh?
Yes.
How about food prices? Come on, food prices. Follow the petrol price. Die effense daling in die prys van rys vandag. Hallo, how you doing?
Very well on yourself.
I'm much better, thank you. Ek weet net wat dit was nie, griep, bronchitis, iets van daai aard gelei hele naweek. But hey, I woke up this morning going, oh, that's better. You can actually breathe again, woo-woo. If you've also been doing that, suffering through that end of winter season flu, good luck, hang in there, it does get better. What a weekend! What a weekend. Good grief. I don't even know where to begin. Can we start with the Paralympics?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, Paralympics. I was saying to you on Saturday morning on the breakfast show, ah, there's a Yamatechin medalist. Not even a one. Oh, now there is. Now there is. Bumalelo Mhlongo getting the gold in the 100-meter sprint at the Paralympics. We are now number 36. Opirang.